Witchcraft. Easy magic for self-care, healing, and everyday witchcraft. How evil imagination, telepathy, and astral projection create demons, spiritual attacks, and occult power. Written by Ross Delgado. Chapter 1: Magical Tools. Darkness thickens over the clearing, and only the faint light of the moon filters through the branches of ancient oaks. In the center of a circle, outlined with white stones, stands a figure in a long cloak. In their hands glimmers a slender wand carved from ash, its surface smooth and warm from hours of careful crafting. On the ground before them lies a pentacle, etched into a piece of black obsidian, its edges catching the moonlight like a dark mirror. The air is heavy with the scent of burning herbs, sage, rosemary, wormwood, mingling with the earthy aroma of damp soil. A quiet whisper of words rises, ancient and unfamiliar, weaving into the night as if the trees themselves lean closer to listen. This is not a scene from an old fairy tale, but a moment that could become part of your life. Welcome to the world of magical tools, keys that unlock the doors to the unseen. What is a magical tool? It's not just an object carved from wood or forged from metal. It's an extension of your will, a bridge between the material and the spiritual, a conduit for energy that you imbue with meaning. Imagine holding a wand in your hand. Feel its weight, the texture of the wood, the subtle hum it seems to emit when you focus your intent. That sensation isn't mere imagination, it's the first spark of connection. Since ancient times, humans have used such tools to commune with forces beyond the physical, nature's spirits, deities, or the echoes of their own subconscious. A stone knife wielded by a prehistoric shaman, a wooden staff of a druid, a golden scepter of an Egyptian priest, these were not mere implements of labor, but symbols of power over the invisible. Today, in the 21st century, we carry this legacy forward, adapting it to our lives. But ask yourself, what transforms an ordinary object into something magical? Is it the craftsmanship? The history? Or perhaps the quiet moment when you decide it's more than just a thing? The answer lies in you. A tool becomes magical through your belief, your intention, and the bond you forge with it. It's a partnership, a silent pact between you and the object you choose to elevate. And as you'll discover, this partnership can reshape how you see the world and yourself. The origins of magical tools. The story of magical tools begins in the shadows of prehistory. Picture a cave, its walls flickering with the orange glow of a fire. A shaman stands there, their face painted with charcoal and ochre, holding a bone carved into a sharp point. The air smells of smoke and animal hides as they chant, their voice low and rhythmic. With each word, the bone ceases to be just a remnant of a hunt. It becomes a vessel, a tool to pierce the veil between worlds and summon the spirits of the departed. This moment, lost to time, marks one of the earliest instances of humanity infusing objects with sacred purpose. Travel further across the ancient world. In Mesopotamia, priests etched clay tablets with symbols to invoke the favor of gods like Enki or Inanna, using styluses not just to write but to channel divine will. In ancient Egypt, the ankh, a cross topped with a loop, was more than a symbol of life. Priests held it over the sick, believing it drew energy from the sun god Ra. The sistrum, a rattling instrument, filled temples with sound to appease Hathor, goddess of joy. Meanwhile, in the forests of northern Europe, Celtic druids harvested branches from sacred trees, oak for strength, ash for vision, hazel for wisdom,